on the bottom of Memches on the Beis. Tanya, Rebbe Lezer, Omer Kol Shelo Omar Eretz Chemda Tov Rechov of Birkas Haaretz, Umalchus Beis David Bon Yishalayim, Vayotze Dechovosam. Okay, Rebbe Lezer says that in part of benching you have to add Eretz Chemda Tov Rechov in Nodelecha, and you have to mention Malchus Beis David in Rachem. And if you didn't, you're not Yotze Dechovosam. We'll see different opinions what that means. You're not Yotze at all, you have to bench again, or just not Yotze Karoi, you're not Yotze properly, but Lamaisi, you don't have to bench again. Nochum Hazokin Omer, Tzoro Shiyiskor Bo Bris. Nochum Hazokin says, and the most Rishonim learn, that these are not, it's not Machlokis over here, but each one is mentioning a different thing, and they all agree to all the things. You also have to mention Bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzoro Shiyiskor Bo Torah. In No Delecho, you have to mention Bris and Torah. Plimu Omer Tzor Shiyakdim Bris LaTorah. Shezeu Nitna B'Sholosh Brisos, Zeh Nitna B'Yud Gimel Brisos. And you have to be Makdim Bris to Torah, because Torah was given with three different Brisos, three different times the Rebbe Shem was Koris Bris on the Torah, Rashi will explain. And the Bris Mila was mentioned 13 Brisos. So it comes first. Let's see Rashi. Malchus Beis David, Bevone Yerushalayim, Shal Yodo Niskad Yerushalayim, because since the Bracha is through Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim was Niskadesh through David, so you have to mention Malchus Beis David. Soro Sheyizkor Bo Bris, Bebirka Sa'aret, Shal Yedei Bris, Nitno L'Avram, Beparshas Mila. Right? Through Bris Mila, Eretz Yisrael was given to Avram Avinu. V'nosati L'chol Zaracho, Echarechos, Eretz Bigurecha. Soro Sheyizkor Bo Torah, Sha'at b'schus ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs yorshu et ha-aretz. Eretz Yisrael was also given in the schus of Torah and mitzvahs. Sh'nemer l'man tichyum l'ravisem u'vosem v'irishtem et ha-aretz. If you keep the Torah in order, you should be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you have to mention the sources, the roots of Eretz Yisrael, which is Bris and Torah. Tzorah shi'agdim bris l'Torah, k'gon al bris chos shechosamti v'sarenu, v'al toras chos limaritanu, v'al chayim shechonantanu. Rashi's Mashi, you don't have to mention those words, Stam, Bris, and Torah. You have to mention them in the context, like he says, Bris, Choshechasam, Tesorenu, Torah, Shoshlim, Adetonu. Torah, Nitna, Bisholosh, Brisos, Bisholosh, Mekomos, Nitna, HaTorah, Israel. Torah was given in three installments. It was given on Sinai, will be Oel Moed, and a lot of the Torah was given then as a continuation in Oel Moed, will be Har Grizim, and later on in Har Grizim, the Brachos and the Klalos were also given. Uba'arvis Moav, v'chol echad nichrasa bris. And each time there was a separate bris made, k'detanim sechesota, or b'chlal, or b'prat, night by the brachas and klalos that were given and in Arvis Moav. So each one represented a bris that Rabbanu Shlom made, that each individual accepted the Torah and they accepted it in general as a community. The chain bo'ol moed, sh'nemer eila divrei habris asher tzivu Hashem es Moshe lichrosus b'nei Yisrael. The Eretz Moav, Milvad Habris, Asher Karas Itom Bechorei. Uksivu Shmartim as Divrei Habris. So we see that the Torah was given in three installments, and three times the Rabbanu Shalom was Koreis Bris on that Torah. And that's what it says, Lasid Lavo, the Rabbanu Shalom is also going to be Koreis another Bris. Right? The Christians distort that, and they made their New Testament, a Bris Chadosh, into a new Torah. But we're not talking about a new Torah. We're talking about a, what's it called, a bris that Rabbanu Shalom make on the existing Torah. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom didn't give a new Torah each time, but he made Klal Yisrael, he bound them to the Torah three different times, and the Lashon Lavo will bind us again to the Torah with another bris. Not with a new Torah, with a new bris on that Torah. Mila nitna b'yud gimel brisos, v'parshas mila, sh'nitna l'avrom avinu heim k'suvim. 13 times it mentions the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom is koreis bris here also. It's not a new bris, the same bris. The Bris Mila, that the Rabbanu Shalom was Koreis, 13 Brisos on that Bris Mila. Okay. Okay, Tosus also mentioned, like Rashi, you don't have to say Bris, Torah, what's it called? You have to mention just Bris Choshechasam, Tisereinu, Torah, Choshli, Maritonu, but not necessarily those Bris and Torah in that order and in that Nusach. The Rambam says differently. There's a different Nusach also. Okay. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzor Shomer Bahudah Tchila V'Sof. You have to also say Hodah. in the beginning and the end. Rashi, Tchila v'Sof, No da Hashem Elokeinu, V'Alkulam Hashem Elokeinu, Anachnu or Anu Modim Loch. So you have to start with Hoda'a in Birchas Ha'aretz, No da Lecha, and you have to end with Hoda'a, V'Alkulam Hashem Elokeinu, Anachnu Modim Loch. V'Aposeach lo Yivchos Me'echod, V'Apoches lo Yivchos Me'echod, V'Chol Apoches Me'echod, Hareze Meguna. Okay, you can't have less than one hodah, and many hold that you can't have more than two. So you have to have exactly the two. V'chol hacholse manchil arotzos v'birchas ha'aretz. Anybody who ends the bracha manchil arotzos instead of al ha'aretz v'al hamazon in birchas ha'aretz, or ends Moshiach es Yisrael v'boni Yerushalayim instead of boni Yerushalayim, he says Moshiach es Yisrael, right? Hareze bur. That's not the proper way of making that bracha. The chol she'inu omer bris, the Torah, the birkas ha'aretz, if you didn't say bris and Torah in birkas ha'aretz, umalchus beistav ebon yishalayim, lo yotzi dechov asa. Messiah le l'reb eloi, dom reb eloi, om reb Yaakov bar acha mishum rabbeinu, kol shelo omer bris, the Torah, birkas ha'aretz, umalchus beistav ebon yishalayim, lo yotzi dechov asa. Pligi bo abe yosi ben dostoi v'rabbonan, Chad Omer Hatova native Tzricha Malchus, the Chad Omer Einat Tzricha Malchus. Another machlokus. Do you have to mention Malchus, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, in Hatova native or not? Mandi Omer Tzricha Malchus, Kesovet Rabbanan. The one who says you need to say Malchus, meaning you have to start Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, holds that that bracha is only Rabbanan. They were misakin it in Yavne. And therefore it's not a bracha smucha lechavirta, because the first three brachas are minat Torah, and to make clear that the third bracha is the Rabbanan, they start with Baruch, which normally you wouldn't start with Baruch if it was the next bracha deraisa. If there was four brachas deraisa, then just like no delecha doesn't start with Baruch Ato Hashem, and neither does Rachim start with Baruch Ato Hashem, because the bracha smucha lechavirta, so neither would the last one start. It would start, okay, lovinu malkeinu, whatever the nusach would be. But if it's a bracha d'rabbanan, so it's not a continuation of the first three. It's a separate takana by itself. And therefore it should start with Baruch Ato Hashem, and if it does, you have to say have also Malchus. Uman de omer einot tzricha Malchus, the one who holds it doesn't need Malchus, means you don't start with Baruch Ato Hashem, and therefore you don't need Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so holds it's d'oraisa. And therefore it's like all the other brachas, they're all smucha l'chaverta, and they don't start with Baruch Ato Hashem, they just end with a bracha. Okay, Rashi. Mandi Omer Tzricha Malchus Kesovet Rabbanan Hilkach Lav Bracha Smucha Lechavertohi Shein of Mibirkas Haaretz Umandi Omer Eino Tzricha Malchus Kesovet Doraisehi Umibirkas Haaretzi. It's another facet of Birkas Haaretz, and you need a separate bracha. Birkas Haaretz has one facet. Haaretz is Eretz Yisrael. Hatova, we learned before, is what's it called, is Beis HaMikdash, and Tova, Hatova, is Hatova native. Right? Rashi says, but even though it's Doraisa, right, it still would start with Baruch. Tosfos argues on that, that it still would start with Baruch. Because really, it's not starting with Baruch, because it's not ending with Baruch. It's just, that's one short bracha. Shekula hodah ha'achasi, it's all one hodah, the ena hatsaka, the domla birkas ha'peris ha'mitzis. So that's the bracha itself. When doesn't a bracha smucha lechaverta start with baruch if it's chosing with baruch? It ends with baruch, and it's a long bracha. So then the beginning doesn't start with baruch, but it ends with baruch. But where you have a bracha kitsara that's smucha lechaverta, if it doesn't start with baruch, there's no bracha. So you just say that bracha, the short nusach, even though it's somach lechaverta. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that if it would be Dioraisa, it wouldn't start with baruch, and it would taka vichosim with baruch. It would end with baruch too. It would have a chasima. Okay. The nusach would be different. Okay, let's go on. Tan Rabbanan. Mahu chosim bevin Yerushalayim. What is the proper chasima to the bracha of Vnei Yerushalayim, or Rachim? Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. Right? You end Moshiach Yisrael. We had before that anybody who says Moshiach Yisrael is a boor. So the Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael in Bin Yerushalayim. Lo, you only say Moshiach Yisrael, and you don't mention Bonei Yerushalayim. Ela ema af Moshiach Yisrael. Also Moshiach Yisrael. We'll see there's two ways of learning this. One way is af Moshiach Yisrael means you could do either one. Either Moshiach Yisrael or Bonei Yerushalayim. And this argues on what came before. That if you say Moshiach Yisrael, you're a boor. Here, what's it called? He argues and he holds that what's it called? That Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that you could say either one. Either one's acceptable. The other way of learning, af Moshiach Yisrael means that if you only say Moshiach Yisrael, you're a boor. If you say Bonei Yerushalayim, that's enough. But if you can say Moshiach Yisrael, u Bonei Yerushalayim, both of them together, that's also okay. But Moshiach Yisrael by itself, not. And he doesn't argue on what came before. Okay, Rashi. Bonei Yerushalayim lo, bit mia, im chasam Bonei Yerushalayim lav chasivahi, halo ikr brocha Yerushalayim hi. Ela ema af Moshiach, im bo lachto Moshiach Yisrael, halo chasam Bonei Yerushalayim yotzam. Right, that's what Rashi learns. Either one is okay. We should chuas Yisrael, he bin Yerushalayim, because Moshiach Yisrael means also bin Yerushalayim. Where is chuas Yisrael? The Rosh Hashanah saves Klai Yisrael. How does he save Klai Yisrael? By building Yerushalayim. So it's implicated in Moshiach Yisrael, implies Bonei Yerushalayim. So as if you said Bonei Yerushalayim. Okay, let's go on. Rabba Bar Avuna Ikla Lebe Reish Galusa. Rabba Avuna went to the house of the Reish Galusa and he benched. Pasak Bechada V'siim Betarte. And he started with one. Rashi says, Kishihischil Bebracha Lo Omer Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha V'Yishlam Yirecha Ela Achas Mehem. Right? He just said, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Al Yishalayim Yirecha. Or Al Yisrael Amecha. Not both. Kishichosam Chosam B'Shtayim Moshiach Yisrael Ben Yishalayim. And when he was chosam, he did both. Moshiach Yisrael, which would correspond to Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha, and Bonei Yerushalayim, which is Rachim Al Yerushalayim Yirecha. Omer Avchiz de Gvurta Lemechta Metarta. You think it's a big thing to say, to end the bracha with two separate things. But Tanya, it's not good at all. Rebbe Omer ain't chosim b'shtayim. You never end a bracha with two separate things. Okay, so it's not a good idea that to end it with two separate things. One is sufficient. Gufa. Rebbe Omer ein chosim b'shtayim. You don't end the bracha with two separate things. Eish de Levi the Rebbe. So Levi asked Rebbe, I'll show you brachas that have two separate things mentioned in the Chasima. Al ha'aretz the al hamazal. Right, two separate things. Al ha'aretz and al hamazal. Mar says no. Eretz to mafke mazon. One thing. Al ha'aretz that brings out mazon. You're not giving a bracha on the aretz and the mazon separately. But you're giving a bracha on the aretz that brings out the mazon. One thing. Al ha'aretz v'al peiros, eretz v'matka peiros. So too, same thing. Not two separate things. Aretz and peiros is two separate things. But it's on the eretz that brings out the peiros. Mekadish Yisrael v'hazmanim. Also, it's not two things. You're not making a bracha on Yisrael and the zmanim. But Yisrael, the kachinu, the zmanim. Mekadish Yisrael, the Rabban Yisrael is Mekadish Yisrael, and they're Mekadish the zmanim. The Kaddish Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim, same thing. Yisrael, the Kachino, the Roshei Chadashim. It's not two things. Yisrael, the Rabbanus is Mekaddish Yisrael, and through that Kedusha, Klal Yisrael, Mekaddish Chadashim. Mekaddish HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim, right? That one, L'chora Chutz Mizu, that's an exception, right? Because you can't say that the Rabbanus is Mekaddish Klal Yisrael, who are Mekaddish the Zmanim, because Shabbos has nothing to do with Kedusha Zazman. Shabbos is by itself Kodesh. Klal Yisrael are not Mekadesh the Shabbos. So if the Rebbe is Mekadesh the Shabbos, that's one thing. And he's also Mekadesh Yisrael Dazmanim. Two separate things. So here you can't say that one leads to the other, because Kedushas HaShabbos is direct from the Rebbe Yisrael. There's nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. So if you mention Yisrael Dazmanim, and you mention Shabbos, it's two separate things in the Chasima. U'maish nohocha chadahi hosam tarte. Right? Kol chada v'chada ba'apei nafsha. Umayshna, hocha chada hi, hosam tarti. Kol chada v'chada ba'apei nafsha. Over here, what's it called? Let's see how Rashi learns first. Ein chosim b'shnayim. Yishadomim la'osim mitzvahs chavilas. The reason you don't end a bracha with two separate things, because you're trying to get away easily. Instead of saying two brachas, you're trying to make one bracha with two things. It's like osim mitzvahs. You don't do mitzvahs together in one package because it looks like you want to get rid of them quickly, right, and not do each one separately. So therefore, the same thing over here. It looks like you're trying to get rid of two brachas easily, right, and group them together in one package. The same thing. You don't say two kedushas on one kos. It looks like also you're trying to get rid of it easily. You can't say that the Rebbe is Mekadosh Yisrael or Mekadosh the Shabbos. Uzmanim and Uzmanim. The Iluzmanim Tluim Bebezdin, Lekadosh Chadoshim, Al Tiraria, of a Shabbos, Kedisha Lekaima. Shabbos has nothing to do with Kedusha Yisrael. Shabbos is Kodesh from Bria Saola. Chutz Mizu, Umaish Nohocha Chabahi, Ein Kanel Birkas Mekadosh. Shemavorech Lakodesh Baruch Hu Shemekadosh HaShabbos V'Hazmanim. Avo Moshiach Yisrael Bonei Yerushalayim Tarte Milininu. Ve'ein Kolulim Beis Dvarim B'Bracha Achas. Okay. Ve'lo Gores Ha B'ha Talyo. U'Bahag Gores Hachi. Chutz Mizu. U'Maishno. Honi Tarte Kedushay Ninu. U'Modu Rebbe D'Chasminim B'hu B'Shtayim. Avo Nechom Achada Milsehi. U'Bachada Boi L'Mechtam. Okay, now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says that the Gemara's answer is the following. Why is Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim an exception? Because really, all you're saying is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Mekadosh. He's Mekadosh various things. What the object of his Kedusha is, right, is Klal Yisrael, is Shabbos, and through Klal Yisrael is Manim. So it's really one idea, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mekadosh. That's one thing. What he's Mekadosh? Is various things, but that's the object. That's not what the bracha is talking. The bracha is talking about that we're blessing the Ribbono Shel Olam who is Mekadesh. What is he Mekadesh? Various things. That's not called Chasima B'Shtayim. Now, She'en Kein, when we're saying the Ribbono Shel Olam is what's it called? Bonei Yerushalayim, and he's also Moshiach Yisrael, he's doing two separate things. We're blessing the Ribbono Shel Olam who is doing two separate things. Here, he's only doing one thing. He's Mekadesh. He's being Mekadesh various things, but he's only doing one thing. Over here, we're blessing the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's doing two things. He's Bonei Yerushalayim. He's also Moshiach Yisrael. That you don't do. The Bahag, Rashi says, has a different pshat. He says, where it's two different Kedushas, Mekadosh HaShabbos and Mekadosh Yisrael, that's not a problem. There it's okay to be Chosin B'Shtayim. But Nechama is one thing, right? We're talking about the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rachem or Nachem on Yerushalayim. And where he does it, we should say it in one way. He's Nachem in one way, not in two different ways. Right? Mamash came out the opposite of what Rashi said in the beginning. They don't merely. Then it comes out that really, if it's two different things, okay. And that's not true. Right? The Gemara just sort of said, it's nothing to do with ain't chosen mishnayim, because it could be chosen mishnayim. I don't know, it's better. If it's two separate things, that's okay. It's just if it's one thing, you shouldn't say one thing that has two different possibilities. The old Rebbe ki Omra lava anechama Omra isn't saying on the Indian of Nechama, he's saying it on Bonei Yerushalayim Moshe Yisrael. So he doesn't like the Bahag's pshat. Okay, let's go on. Maish nohocha chadahi hosam tarte kol chadah v'chadah bapei nafsha. The time of Mayin chos mishtayim. Why don't you end the bracha with two separate things? Lefisha ain't also mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. Because you don't do mitzvahs, chavilas, because it looks like you're trying to pater yourself easily, get it off your back. Okay. My havi aloh. So what's the final maskana? Omer of Sheishas, posach berachim al amcha Yisrael, chosei b'moshiyah Yisrael. If you started with rachim al amcha Yisrael, then the chasima has to be me'ein hapsicha. And you end with Moshiach Yisrael, because you mentioned Amcha Yisrael, so you mentioned Moshiach Yisrael. Pasad Barachim al Yerushalayim, but if you started Rachim Hashem al Yerushalayim Yirecha, Chosim B'Bonei Yerushalayim. Then what's it called? Then you end with Bonei Yerushalayim, that the end should be like the beginning. Rav Nachman Omar, Afilu Pasad Barachim al Yisrael, Chosim B'Bonei Yerushalayim. Right? Even if you started Rachim al Yisrael Amecha, you end with Bonei Yerushalayim. Mishum shenemar bonei Yerushalayim Hashem nitchei Yisrael yichanes. Ei masai bonei Yerushalayim Hashem bezman shenitchei Yisrael yichanes. So they're nichlal together, like we said before. Moshiach Yisrael is binyan Yerushalayim. When the Ribbono Shel Olam build Yerushalayim, that's Yeshua's Yisrael. So Neil, if you just mentioned Bonei Yerushalayim, you're also including in that Nidchei Yisrael Yechanis of Yeshua's Yisrael. Omer Le Rav Zeru Le Rav Chisda, Nei Seymar V'Nisnei. What's it called? So Rav Zeru said to Rav Chisda, right, why don't you teach us? Omer Le Birkas Mezon Lo Gamrina, B'Tunu Yemashnin. I haven't learned Birkas Hamazon yet, and I'm going to teach? Omer Le, my high, what do you mean you didn't learn Birkas Hamazon yet? Omer Le, Dikloi Lebei Reish Galusa, Ubrichi Birkas Mezona. Right, I went to the Reish Galusa, and I was, they mechaved me with benching, and I was benching. The Zakvi Rav Sheshes Likue Olai Kechivya. And Rav Sheshes, what's it called, stared me down like a snake. Right, in other words, he gave me a look because I did something wrong in benching. V'amai delo amri lo bris velo Torah velo Malchus. Right. Because he got upset because I didn't mention Bris, Torah, and Malchus in benching. V'amaylo Amras, right? So why didn't you say it? Kidrav Chanana, Omarav. What? Yeah, he didn't mention these things he's supposed to mention. No, not in Birkas Hazan. In benching, Bechlau. Not in Birkas Hazan. He was mostly them in benching, and he didn't mention these things in Birkas Haaretz and in Malchus based on and in Bonei Yerushalayim. But Birkas Hazan. You mentioned, we're supposed to mention it.
We started talking about the third bracha. So I was saying he's not going to teach the third bracha because he didn't learn something before.
No, we told him to teach them stam. Right? And he said, I don't know benching, I should teach you. You have nothing to do with that third bracha. It's about benching in general. Rav Chanan, Omarav, Domar Rav Chanan, Omarav, Lo Omar Bris, the Toru Malchus Yotza. Right? Like Rav Chanan, I thought Rav Chanan said in the name of Rav, that if you didn't mention these things in their proper place, in Birkas Haoretz and in Birkas Bonei Yerushalayim, you're Yotze. Why not? Bris Lefishena Benoshim. Bris anyway, women don't have bris, so it's not an ikuv. Toro Malchus Lefishena Lo Benoshim Lo Avonim. And Torah and Malchus don't apply to women or to slaves. Right? Shalomaisa, I thought you didn't have to say it. And some of Parshim learn he didn't bedakka not say it lechatchila. He forgot to say it. And he didn't say benching over again. He didn't go over it. That's why Rav Sheshes got upset with him. Right? He just forgot about it. And he was so mechan Rav Chananel that if you forget, you're yotze. Right? So he said to him, V'at shafkes kol hani tanoi v'amuroi v'avarit kerav. And so all the other tanoim and amuroim we had before said that if you don't say bris, Torah, and malchus based on it, you're not yotze v'chlav. And you were so mechan Rav Chananel amurav kineged all these amuroim. That's why Rav Sheshes got upset with you. Right? You thought that you didn't have to go back because you have one man the Omer who says like you, who says like that. But Lamaisa, all these other Tanom already says, Lo Yotza Bechlau, so you should have gone back. You should have mentioned it. Rashi. Possibly Alamcha Yisrael, the Be'ini Chasima main Psicha. Ramachim, Boni Yishlaim, Chuas Yisrael, he dechsi, Boni Yishlaim Hashem, Vo'oz Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. Okay. Let's go on. Omar Rabba Barbarchana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Hatova Hametiv Tzricha Malchus. Right? When you say Hatova Hametiv, you have to mention Malchus. Maiko Mashmalon. Chol Brocha Shein Bo Malchus, Lo Shmo Brocha. Right? If a Brocha doesn't have Malchus, and here you're starting, Baruch Hato Hashem, you have to say Elokeinu Melech Olam. But Omar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazim, Rabbi Yochanan already said that once, that a Brocha doesn't have Malchus is not a Brocha. Omar Rabbi Zeira Lomar Shetzricha Shtei Malchios. No, it's not just it needs Malchus because it's not a bracha smucha lechaverta, because it's only the Rabbanan, right? So therefore, it starts with Baruch, okay? That's what we said before. But you need Malchus because of its regular bracha. But he came to tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, is that you need a second Malchus. Chadad didov v'chadad v'don Yerushalayim. Since all the other brachas don't have Malchus, because they're smucha lechaverta, but Bonei Yerushalayim is speaking about what's it called, about Malchus, and it's not proper to put Malchus over there, to mention any other Malchus, Malchus Hashem, if you're mentioning Malchus based David, because then you're equating Malchus based David with Malchus Hashem. So you can't put it there, but you should mention Malchus Hashem, connected Malchus based David too. You can't do it in that bracha, so you do it in the next bracha. You mention a Malchus that's connected Malchus Bonei Yerushalayim. That's the case. You should have three Malchios in Hatova Meitiv. One for Birkas Haaretz, because you don't say mention Malchus in that either, no delicha. There's no mention of Malchus and no delicha either. So if you want to make up for the Malchus you missed in the first two brachas, in Hatova Meitiv, then you should say three Malchios. One for each bracha before and one for itself. Chada Dido, Chada Debon Yishlaim, Chada Birkas Haaretz. And a Birkas Haaretz, my time alone, Mishum Dehavi La Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. Why don't you need to compensate for the Malchus that's missing in Birkas Haaretz? Because it doesn't need Malchus. Because it's a Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. So it doesn't need Malchus. So you don't need to compensate for it. If that's the case, Bon Yerushalayim Nomilo Siboya, Dehavi La Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. Rachim also is Samuch Lechaverta. So the fact that it's missing Malchus is not something that has to be compensated for. So Malashah, if you're compensating for a Bracha Smucha Lechaverta, that doesn't have Malchus in the Bracha Vatova Meitiv, then you should compensate for both Birkas Haaretz and Birkas Bone Yerushalayim. If you don't need to compensate Birkas Haaretz, then you shouldn't have to compensate Bone Yerushalayim either. Samara says, Hu Adin Dafilu Bone Yerushalayim Nami Laboy. Really, you don't have to compensate. With the fact that it's missing Malchus in a Bracha Smucha Lechaveta, it's not really missing anything. Because it's the Malchus of the previous Bracha counts for that. Just like the bracha of the previous bracha counts for that. Ela aydi d'omer malchus beis David lav orech ara d'lomer malchus shamayim. But since in Bonei Yerushalayim you mentioned malchus beis David, it's not proper not to mention malchus Hashem. You mentioned malchus in this world. Mentioned malchus of the Rabbanu Shalom, right? And what's it called? So then say it there. No, but then if you'd say it there, you'd be equating malchus shamayim with malchus beis David. So in order not to equate it, you don't say it there. You say it later. You can't not say it because you mentioned Malchus Beis David. It's not proper not to mention Malchus Hashem. But you can't say it in that bracha because then you'll be equating Malchus Hashem and Malchus Beis David. So you say it in the next bracha. But in Birkas Haaretz, there's no reason why to say Malchus. Also, the Etzim Malchus, you Yotzei, because it's Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. And there's no extra special reasons to say Malchus, what's it called in Birkas Haaretz, because there's no special reason. Rapapa Omer Hachikomer, Tzricha Shtei Malchios, Levar Midida. Rapapa argues, no, Enechanami. We're compensating for the Malchus that's not said in a Bracha Smucha Lechaverta, and really you need compensation for Birkas Haaretz and Birkas Bone Yerushalayim, and when it says two, it doesn't mean two total. It means two besides its own. One for Birkas Haaretz and one for Bone Yerushalayim. Rashi. Lav Orech Arad L'Omer Malchus Shamayim B'Bone Yerushalayim Hilkach Mahadur Lo Batova Meitiv. Right? Since it's not proper, if you mention already Malchus Beis David, you should mention Malchus Hashem, and that you do in Hatova Meitiv. Shtei Malchios, Kigon Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu Borenu Goalenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov Roenu Roe Yisrael. That's one Malchus. HaMelech Hatova Meitiv Lakol, second Malchus. That's what we do. We say mention two times Melech, aside from Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Levar Midida Sheposea Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Okay. A few minutes. Go back over here. Okay, we said already that which you have to mention, Bris, Torah, and Malchus based on it, even though different Mandi Omrim said it, but Lamaisa, there's no argument here. Everyone's just adding something else. Everybody agrees with everybody else. The Rach and the Rosh hold that if you weren't Maskerim, your Choser, you have to say benching again. And the Ra'o and the Ridva hold you Yotze B'di'evit. Right? Lo Yotze means you're not Yotze Karoi. And the Svarim say the Machlokas is whether benching, whether the Chiyuv to mention these things in benching is Minat Torah or only Midrabanan. And I was thinking that maybe that's not the Machlokas at all, because it's very schwer to say that you have to mention them Minat Torah. We said that it could be that the whole structure, right, is not Minat Torah. Just the fact that you have to bench is Minat Torah. But what you have to say is not Minat Torah at all. Right, those are only asmachtas. So even if you hold that it's all the Rabbanan, that is that the Iker Madeya Shetovu Chachomim with these things in it, and if it's missing, that's Meshana Mimadeya Shetovu Chachomim, you're not Yotze, even if it's Rabbanan. Right? Brochus the Rabbanan, if you don't say it the proper way, you're not Yotze. Or no, this isn't the Iker, it's nice additions, they're ideas that have to be mentioned, but they're not part of the Iker Matbeya of the Bracha. The Bracha of the Iker is Al Ha'aretz, the Bracha is Iker Bonei Yerushalayim, not Malchus Beis David, and these are only additions, so B'di Evid Yotze. Right, the sugya we had over here with the with what's it called, Abzera, when he forgot these things, right? And we said he didn't forget them on purpose, right? Because everybody says you have to say them. He just said b'di'evad you're yotzei if you didn't mention them. Mashma b'di'evad you're not yotzei. Could be no that he didn't go back even though he didn't finish the next bracha, because he skipped them by mistake, and he didn't finish the bracha and he still didn't go back. Everybody holds that if you didn't finish the next bracha, you go back and say them, right? If you're in the middle of the bracha and you still could go back, and you didn't finish the bracha, well, you have to say the bracha over again, then for sure you say them again. That's what Reb Sheshis was upset about. Okay. The Mishnah Brura is mistopic, whether you go back to the beginning of benching, or if you forgot to say Eretz Renda Tovar Chava and Bris and Torah, or and you remembered it before you started Rachim, you finished Al Ha'aretz El Mazon, but you didn't say Rachim yet. So like I said, if you didn't say Al Ha'aretz El Mazon, for sure you go back and just say it, wherever you go back to. But if you did say the Brach already, so do you go back now to the beginning of benching, according to those that say you're not Yotzei, or do you just go back to what's it called, you say it there between Al Ha'aretz El Mazon and Rachim, since you didn't start the next bracha, you say it there. Okay. The Chayodam says, even if you're mesupin, whether you said them or not, you have to go back to the beginning. Right? It's mashma, what's it called, that he holds, that these things are deraisa, and suffolk deraisa the chumra. If you're not sure if you said bris Torah, you're not sure what nusach you said. If you mentioned any one of these things, or you left them out, you have to be chozer l'rosh. The Mishnah Brura is cholik on the Chayodam, and he says, first of all, like we said, it could be, even if you hold, you have to say them. And you have to go back, it's only Durabonin. It's only because of Mishana Nadeya. He doesn't say it openly, but he says a lot of shittas hold Durabonin. So some learn that Durabonin, mainly you don't have to go back. But according to me, even if it's Durabonin, you have to go back. Still only Durabonin. And secondly, it's the Nusach is Shogar Bethi. We always have a klal that if you said it 30 days, and you have a suffix, whether you said it or not, you don't have to go back. So this is the normal nusach of benching that everybody says all the time. If you're not mesupik, whether you said these things or not, you could take on. You probably said them. That's the way you normally bench. So the Mishnah Brura says, if you're mesupik, you don't go back at all. The Rambam says, not like Rashi and Tosis. Not that you say like we say in our nusach. Right? Eretz chem de tovar chava, v'al bris choshech hasam tezreinu, v'al toras hashli maritonu, and then you yotze bris and Torah. The Rambam says you say those things and you also mention those words, bris, Torah, chayim, the whatever. I think Nusach Sfar says like that. That you mention those words themselves, bris, Torah, in that order without any embellishment. Even though you say them also, bris, chasam, tzrein, v'afras, v'afranu, then you say also bris, Torah, whatever. That's the Rambam's Nusach. Yeah? No? Well, there's maybe it's Eidus HaMizrach, thing. But they say like the Rambam. Yeah, it's not that makes sense. Bris Torah mentioned just that again, what's it called, after Al Brischa. Okay. By no delecha, if you didn't say hodah tchila v'sof, so the Rach holds there also, you have to be chosen. You didn't say at least one hodah, okay? But the Meiri holds you're not chosen, right? Because the Gemara doesn't say lo yatsa. The Gemara says meguna. It's not nice if you didn't mention hodah. But it doesn't say that you're not Yotzei like the other ones, and therefore it's, if you didn't say Hodah in Birchas Haaretz, you left it out completely, you're still Yotzei, according to the Meiri. The Shulchan Aruch Paschans and Atov HaMeitiv is only the Rabbanan, and what's it called, and if you're Mesutik, you're not Choser. Okay, in other words, if you know you benched, but you're not sure if you said Atov HaMeitiv, then the halacha is it's only drabbanan, you don't say it, me sothik. But if you're not sure if you benched altogether, so you have to bench again because the other bracha is a doraisa, right, then you have to say atova meitiv too. So if you have to go back because you're not sure if you said benching or not, so the halacha is benching is doraisa, you have to say it again, then you have to say the drabbanan part too. Mashenka, just like in other halachas, if you're not sure if you said a bracha on a mitzvah or not, the mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you don't say the bracha. Bracha, salva, bracha. But if you're not sure if you did the mitzvah or not, if you do the mitzvah again, you have to make a bracha on it again too. Right? Because salva d'oraisa l'chumra, once you paskin, you have to make the mitzvah, you have to do the bracha too. Okay. Rashi holds you can be Messiah either Bonei Yerushalayim or Moshe Yisrael, and the Rif holds you can't say Moshe Yisrael, because we had before the Moshe Yisrael is a boor. This doesn't argue on that. Rashi holds it does argue. The Rif holds that you can either say Bonei Yerushalayim, or you can also say Bonei Yerushalayim and Moshe Yisrael together, but you can't say, Moshe Yisrael by itself. The Ramah says the minig is to end Bonei Verachem of Yerushalayim, right? And the Marshal explains, because we start like that, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu, HaYisrael Amecha, the Al Yerushalayim Yirecha. So since we mentioned Rachamim in the beginning of the Bracha, to make the end similar to the beginning, we say Bonei Verachem of Yerushalayim. The Or Cheschayim says you shouldn't say Bonei Verachem of Yerushalayim, because the Tzav Pasuk says, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh, not the Rachamim. Tzion will be redeemed with Mishpat, not with Rachamim. However, there's another Pasuk the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Zechariah, Pasuk says, Shavti Yerushalayim B'Rachamim. So it does say Rachamim by Shivas Yerushalayim. Could be the difference is like this. The fact that Tzion will be redeemed, that's B'Mishpat. But the Shaveha B'Rachamim, the people are going to need Rachamim, right? Tzion to be redeemed will be B'Mishpat. But the people who will be around at the time need rachamim to what's it called. So the rachamim, bonei v'racham of Yerushalayim, is not on the etzem binyan Yerushalayim, but it's going on the whole process, which will affect the people who are there also. They'll need rachamim. Okay. And the mice of the minig is taka to say bonei v'racham, but they think the minig agro is to not say bonei v'racham, it's just bonei Yerushalayim. And some say that you should say a different nosach. Because if it's going on the Pasuk in Zechariah, you shouldn't say Bonei Verachem of Yerushalayim, you should say Bonei Yerushalayim Verachamim. The Rachamim should come after Yerushalayim, not before. Okay. The Gemara says, Bris and Torah, with the Eved, you don't have to say, because of, what's it called, women aren't the Bris or the Torah, and they don't have to say it. So Mele, if a man didn't say, he's Yotzei also. The Ravid Taka holds that when a woman benches, she doesn't mention Bris and Torah. And the Rashbach says, no. They made one nusach for all people, and even though it doesn't apply specifically to women, they have to mention Bris and Torah also. And the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch also say like that. The Ramah, Taka says, that Avodim and Nashim shouldn't say Bris and Torah, but the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Birkei Yosef all say the Minig is Taka to mention them. Okay? One last thing, the Malchus in Hatova native, right? Rashba says in Bonei Yerushalayim we don't say Malchus because it's Smucha Lechaverta, right? And what's it called? Okay, that we said already. Why not to say it in Rachim, the Malchus, because then you're being Mashve Malchus Hashem to Malchus Shamayim, so you say it in the next bracha to compensate for it. So the Ramah says, therefore, since it's not proper to say Malchus, a second Malchus, Malchus Hashem, in Bonei Yerushalayim, because you'd be Mashve Malchus Hashem to Malchus Beis David, so we delay mentioning Malchus Hashem till the next bracha. So he says, therefore, in Yalav Yavo, you shouldn't say Kikel Melech Rachum V'Chanunata, because you're mentioning Malchus in Bonei Yerushalayim. Right? You should say only Rachum V'Chanunata, not Melech Rachum V'Chanun. Right? And the Magen Avraham says there's no Kepeda. You could say both, and the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, because you're not mentioning Malchus Hashem next to Malchus Beis David. The Alav Yov is a separate thing that we insert there, and it's not connected Bichlal to the mention of Malchus Beis David. It just happens to be within the same bracha. That's no problem. Some say that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you say Melech Hanun Verachum, and on what's it called, on the rest of the year, say Kel Hanun Verachum. And the Lamaisa, our minig is to say Melech Chanun Verachum, Kikel Melech Chanun Verachum, the entire year. And it's not a problem with mentioning Malchus, because it's not connected to Malchus Beis David, just inserted into that bracha.